You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now on RNIB Connect Radio for our sight loss story. Every week we catch up with our blind and partially sighted community to hear about their unique sight loss journeys. Today we are hearing from Ross Meegan. Ross, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Hubert.
So Ross, can you start off with telling me what kind of is your sight condition and how you got diagnosed?
So I have cone rod dystrophy, which is a retinal condition. I'm now 28. I was diagnosed roughly when I was about 7 or 8 years old. So for most of my life. And as with probably many children with vision impairment, we noticed that I was struggling in classrooms, seeing whiteboards and stuff like that, started down the path of figuring out what was going on. They originally actually diagnosed me with Stargardt's, and then after a few years they sort of changed the diagnosis, and I've been settled on cone rod dystrophy for about 15 years now. But all in all, about 20-year experience of sight loss so far. So basically, as long as I can remember, really.
How did you find adapting to sight loss as a child?
Quite difficult. I struggled a lot during school. Obviously, you know, my parents at the time, they probably agree that they weren't really very well equipped in terms of support or knowledge for how to support a child with vision impairment, and nor really were the mainstream schools that I attended, both primary and secondary. So sort of on that front, in those years, I definitely struggled with it a lot, not just sort of, in terms of accessing my studies, but also sort of socially as well. That important stage of your life where you're growing up, you know, wanting to make friends, do things and have fun. I struggled to sort of share my sight loss with people. I was quite embarrassed about it back then. Didn't really want to talk about it much, and didn't really know what support would have been available to me and how to actually go about getting that support. I didn't know anybody else who, any of the, you know, children or people around my age that had sight loss. My parents, didn't really have a network at the time. Like I said, they didn't know what, support was out there. And it's, I think a challenge that a lot of people go through in that diagnosis stage is, the pathway of, getting the help that you need. And I think definitely sort of fell through the cracks a little bit in that regard. So, that along with, the experience that you can get that a lot of people probably identify with, being sort of patronized a little bit as well, particularly during school days. People obviously, sometimes treat you as though you're a bit stupid, even though you've just got something wrong with your eyes. And I definitely had that a lot, which also definitely dented my confidence for sure. As I sort of grew into, my teenage years and early adulthood, my sort of condition did sort of progress. I describe it as I sort of like grew into it kind of thing. It's been stable now since for most of my adult life. But as it was sort of progressing through those years, it did get increasingly challenging, definitely.
What did you find the most helpful when you were adapting to sight loss? What do you think helped you the most?
If I was to pick, the main thing that stands out, actually, that is probably one of the most beneficial things I've ever done, really, was learning to touch type. So when I was, it had been when I was in secondary school, so probably 12, 13, somebody from sort of the local sort of sensory needs service would come out for a couple of hours a week, take me out of PE, which I was always quite happy about because I was useless at PE. I would spend a couple of hours a week instead learning how to touch type, and sort of a year or two of doing that at that age. And it's been a skill that, I've had ever since. And, I obviously speak to a lot of fellow visually impaired people all the time, and it's one of the things that I always recommend, whether you're newly diagnosed or not, is learning how to touch type, because it's such an important skill to have these days, given we live a lot of our lives on computers and such. So
Now, I find it funny you mentioned about PE because of what we're about to discuss next. I quite enjoy this. So, you're quite a tennis player. How did that come about?
It's actually a fairly recent one, actually. So I live in West Yorkshire, and I've often found that sort of sporting opportunities are not very common. Like, as example, my favorite sport is, being football, and whenever I check the sort of the FA's website, for example, there doesn't seem to be anything in and around Yorkshire that's organized and regular, and that goes for sort of other sports as well. Towards the end of last year, I heard of an opportunity that was starting to be that was starting about 5 10 minutes from my house to do blind tennis, and that they were looking for beginners, people that had never played before, and yeah, I thought it was a good chance to give something try something new. Being severely sight impaired, it's getting out, getting active is not that easy, especially since I work from home as well. So I'm always keen to have opportunities to actually get out and get active and be involved and with sort of a community of people and meet new people. So I decided to give that a go this year, and it's quite challenging for me too because I am quite a shy, nervous person, particularly in new groups of people that I've not met before. So first few sessions I was kind of having to urge myself to go, but once I sort of settled in after those first few sessions, I'm happy to say I'm thoroughly enjoying it now. Been to one tournament in Leeds with my doubles partner, going to another tournament at the end of September. Yeah, I've met a few fantastic new people that I already consider sort of good friends, and yeah, I'm sure that will continue too. But it's it's just been a good opportunity, like I said, just to get active and do something social with other people. And the great thing, obviously, about it being a community blind and partially sighted people is that there is immediate understanding there.
Based on your own experience of sight loss, what advice would you give to other people who, may be new to sight loss and want to know how to adapt to sight loss?
Explore the technology that is out there to support. Obviously, I've mentioned touch typing as sort of a fantastic skill that people can have. But I used to, because I've got a little bit of useful vision, so I used to try and rely on that and read things on my phone, on my laptop. It was way too tiring, took way too long to, get from the start of one sentence to the end of it, by which time I'd forgotten how the sentence started. 5 6 years ago, roughly, when I, made the transition to, learning screen readers on laptop or on my phone, and never looked back since then, really. I can do most things or a lot of things on my phone as quick as a sighted person can. So even though it's scary, it's daunting, learning how to use a screen reader, I'd definitely suggest even just delving into the settings menu of your phone or laptop, because there's so many useful tools and features that people don't even know exist that could help them massively.
Fantastic, Ross. Well, it's always good to hear different points and kind of different ways of adapting to sight loss as well. Thank you very much for sharing your sight loss story with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.